A day of arrests and raids at the Occupy Oakland encampment yesterday has resulted in more than 100 people being taken into custody. Protesters had set up tents at the Frank Ogawa Plaza at City Hall and on an annex in a park near Lake Merritt. Over 1,000 people were determined to remain where they were yesterday, and police are justifying their use of force, including the deployment of flash grenades, tear gas and rubber bullets, claiming that activists threw bottles, paints, beer and eggs at officers. The raid began at 5 a.m. yesterday, with 500 police officers from a number of California cities working together. Occupy Oakland is calling on Mayor Gene Kwan to call off the police. This is what Oakland sounded like yesterday.
This has been declared an illegal assembly.
We have a few minutes, and then even before the minutes pass, they just start shooting off. And then after even the fact that everybody left, they kept shooting.
That's the sounds of a police raid all day yesterday in Oakland, California, starting at 5 a.m. in the morning and ending just around midnight last night. There have been arrests taking place this week in Chicago, Cincinnati, Philadelphia, as well as the arrest of 4 people at the Occupy OC encampment in Santa Ana. Joining me now live from Oakland is Kat Brooks. She's a member of the Onyx Organizing Committee. She's involved in Occupy Oakland. Welcome to Uprising, Kat.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, I understand since you have a young child, you haven't been camping out at Occupy Oakland, but you've been there every day. Can you describe what happened yesterday?
Yesterday morning, like I said, I wasn't there because I know too well the tactics of OPD, but they ran the camp. The first thing that they, at 4 o'clock in the morning, they said that it was an illegal gathering, and shortly after that, they fired tear gas and flash grenades into an encampment where they knew there were children, women sleeping. They then destroyed people's property with box cutters. They basically just leveled the camp, and then they arrested people. Folks then gathered at 4 o'clock. Within 12 hours, more than 400 people had gathered outside of a library in Oakland where we held a general assembly, and the decision was made to go take back our space, that is public space, at City Hall, as we've actually renamed Officer Grant Plaza. We marched peacefully from there, headed to the jail to show solidarity with our comrades who are being held, two of whom have broken hands from the raid. Just shortly before we got to the jail, the police got pretty serious about letting us through. People at the front line gently pushed, moved the line forward, which angered the cops, and they started swinging batons at protesters. A few protesters did decide to fight back and defend themselves, resulting in a small skirmish with police there. The majority of the crowd, however, which now had swelled to about 1,500, continued to march. We got to Frank Ogawa Plaza, Oscar Grant Plaza, and were given a dispersal order. We stayed there probably about 10 minutes before we marched to the second Occupy encampment at Snow Park. So we had another general assembly, and the decision was made to march back to Oscar Grant Plaza, where the police had put all of their forces. They didn't follow us to Snow Park. They didn't come to Snow Park. We came back to Oscar Grant Plaza. And no sooner had we got there, they gave the order to disperse again. No warning, though, no time minute. Normally they say, you have 5 minutes, you have 10 minutes. They say, we're ordering you to disperse, and then they started to fire the flash bomb grenades and tear gas into the crowd.
And those were the sounds that we heard, those were the sounds of the flash grenades. It sounds like they're actually shooting live ammunition, and I suppose the point of that kind of weapon is to invoke a lot of fear in people.
And it does, this was one of the first actions I actually have taken my daughter with me too, in part because she had friends in that camp and she was attached to the camp and she saw what happened on the news and was horrified. when they gave them the dispersal order, we did move sort of further back away from the crowd because we had the baby with us. But yeah, it's a horrible sound. It sounds like bombs going off.
So
and people just scattered.
So the police were saying that they raided the camp because the protesters were illegally camping there. And I understand that there were hundreds of officers from a number of different cities. So it wasn't just Oakland police officers. This sounds like it was planned in advance.
Much had to be planned in advance. The latest count that we have on police agencies was that there were 17 there that came in to remove truly 200 people. So the entire action was far overreached, far overstaffed. But that's what they do. We saw them do it with Officer Grant as well, right? They come in and their goal is to suppress and shut down as fast and as hard as possible, with the goal of thinking that people aren't going to stand back up. But this is Oakland, and we always stand back up.
Well, how important is it for the Occupy Oakland encampment to continue? Can you describe for us the way in which the issues that Oakland is grappling with mirror the issues people are grappling with around the nation regarding poverty, unemployment, and what seems to be a sort of runaway greed from Wall Street at the expense of the 99%?
Sure. I mean, and you know, we have a historically impoverished community here in Oakland, which has been hit really hard by the so-called economic crisis that the 99% have been thrust into. And one really tangible direct result of that is our increase in crime. You know, when people can't eat legally, they will find other means to feed themselves, which always results in a spike of crime. And so East and West Oakland, you even see it in Richmond, are suffering crime rates that we haven't seen since the entry of the crack epidemic into our communities. I think it was really telling to how many homeless people were in the camp, even with their children sleeping. You heard stories left and right about people who had lost their jobs and were put on the streets because they lost their houses as well, and so they were here with their children. And you also saw a more multicultural group of folks that have been impacted by capitalism and the society.
So are you implying that if it had been a bunch of middle-class white kids, the raid wouldn't have gone off as it did? Do you think that that's the case, that the police raid was brutal because it was primarily people of color and a lot of homeless folks?
I think there was a lot of, I don't want to say it was primarily people of color, but there were a lot of homeless people. I actually think that normally that would be my analysis, but I actually think that Oakland is sort of a part of a larger nationwide movement to shut all of the occupiers down. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's being met with brutal force because it has so much potential power to impact the powers that be, right? And that's the police's job. Their job is to protect the 1%. Their job is to keep the rest of us in line. And they hit hard in hopes that it would back us down and shut us up. So I actually think if anybody had gained the momentum that we were gaining, had some of the messages that we had that were getting out and had been growing in the numbers that we were growing, that they would have hit hard regardless of who it was.
And that has been borne out in cities across the country, except here in Los Angeles, but even in other parts of Southern California, for example, Long Beach, Santa Barbara, even Santa Ana, there have been arrests happening. And of course, in Chicago, in Philadelphia, in Cincinnati, and on Wall Street in New York, where the demonstrations originated. Finally, Kat Brooks, how is the Occupy Oakland encampment planning on regrouping? Is it planning on regrouping? What's the next steps?
We made a decision yesterday that we would meet every day at Officer Grant Plaza so that we will bear this out. We will bear this out until we get our space back.
So there is there will be meetings, but not necessarily encampments until it's decided to camp out again?
Right. We will continue to try and camp out, and I imagine that we will continue to be met with brute force by the police.
I see.
But the idea is to keep the pressure on and to not back down and not give up. Allow them to rob us of a right to assemble and protest the injustices of this country.
Well, Kat Brooks, we'd love to stay in touch with you as the Occupy Oakland encampment continues to try to assert itself. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Sure. Sure. Thank you so much.
Kat Brooks is a member of the Onyx Organizing Committee in Oakland, joining us live from there. She's been deeply involved in the Occupy Oakland gathering since its start. And yesterday there was a day-long raid, violent police raid off the Occupy Oakland encampment from 5 a.m. in the morning through to about midnight last night.